brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The stock market has fallen on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, 550 points. The Dow is at 9,775. As we told you last week, after they got their bailout plan, they were going to throttle you. But they needed dictatorial powers first. Sure, the executive could claim they had those powers all day, but they wanted to have that rubber stamp from Congress. And they got it. Now they're going to panic the public again. The public's going to say no, but the private Federal Reserve doesn't care. The Treasury's now private as well. And they are now going to conduit everything into themselves. Foreign banks, insurance companies, brokerage firms, the very bankers running all of this, the 10 firms Paulson's hiring, are the very firms being given the money. And the small banks, the regional banks, even some of the big independent banks that aren't owned by the private banking cartel that issues the currency, they're refusing it because they know what it is, and they're saying this is a takeover of the entire financial structure. If we take money, we, by contract, sign everything over to the Federal Reserve cartel. We had all those experts on last week that told you things would plunge after this happened. That all the yuppie scum and the experts on TV paid, lied to you, and told you that Valhalla, heaven, as if they were reading from the Gudurdamarong, you would enter Valhalla just as soon as you agreed to it. But you didn't agree. That's the good news. They terrorized you. They dropped the stock market, the largest one-day plunge in history, now eclipsed by today, and you still said 90-plus percent no. And so they put out lots of news articles about, oh, look, here's the Army with their Apache helicopters, photos of Apache helicopters with missiles being loaded on CNN. Oh, here's the Army preparing for its missions with the helicopters and tanks for you. What's a bank robber do when they come into a bank? They pull out a gun and they say, hands up. And the biggest bank robberies in history are carried out by rogue government. Most governments are rogue. That's how they work. That's why most nations can never get up above third world slums. Because why should anybody work? Why should anybody have a job if somebody will just take it from you? Plus, the few elites that live up on armored hilltops, they don't want the little slaves down below having anything. They like it that your kids are running around with dirty feet getting parasites and dying. They like it that people look at them worshipfully. That's how they like it. And they're going to teach you how to like it too. And then don't worry, the cops will still live in dirt-floored hovels, but they'll still get to wear those black uniforms. Everybody will be scared of them in the shops. You traded a wonderful country, but you got that black uniform. And don't worry, you're going to get to enjoy it. So the bottom line is, I want an article up on PrisonPlanet.com breaking down that the bankers engineered and prepared this whole thing. 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, they changed the bankruptcy law where the average person can't get out of their debts, basically. But they made it easier for big corporations. 4 years ago, Bush passed a piece of legislation, and the House went along with it, to allow private companies to spend the money in the pension fund in investments, to use the pension funds and not pay them back. So see how they got all their ducks in a row. We're going to come back and break this down and then get to your phone calls, I promise. But I need to continue breaking this down and then get into the latest martial law news being thrown in everybody's face by the mainstream media. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it, you know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The stock market has plunged by 550 points. This is all engineered. Your calls are coming up. In the big article we're doing, trying to cover all the facets, it's key to point out this was financial terrorism, just like 9/11 was physical terrorism. This is terrorism, ladies and gentlemen, to have the President, the Secretary of the Treasury, the Democratic and Republican leaders of the House and Senate, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, all of them, come out and say that if it's so horrible to see this happening. I'm speechless right now. Come out and say that if you don't give us this bailout provision, which is a banker takeover bill with immunity, power to take over any banks, financial institutions, buy any financial securities, derivatives of any foreign bank, it is a complete looting. It is a tick that weighs 500 pounds, sucking the last bit of blood out of a 3-pound chihuahua. And by the way, that is not an exaggeration. If you have over $1,000 trillion, over a quadrillion in derivatives, and this giant tick that weighed, I mean, that's hundreds of times the real market and the real assets in the world. Just made up fiat, a tsunami of cash. They bought up everything they could with it. They deindustrialized this with the Chinese model by leveraged slave goods that no one could compete with while they piled more regulations and controls and taxes on Western factories. They did everything they could to debase. It's a mercantile system of controlling countries through trade by not letting any country be independent. That's what globalism is neo-mercantilism. That's what globalism is neo-mercantilism. And now we're going to see hyperstagflation. So they did everything they could to get you in debt. And so now, in 2007, in January, for the first time, the country became negative savers. We, as a whole, individually, had negative savings. That's when the bankers blew the trumpet and said, okay, start plunging the economy. And we had the IMF and World Bank documents. We came out of Bilderberg with our spies inside and said they're going to start the implosion by design with the subprime mortgages a year before anybody was talking about that. We have on-the-ground intelligence. It is not revelation. It is proof. It is inside knowledge. That's how we know. Because we told you the truth. We've been proven right. So we've had financial terrorism. Terrorizing the public, saying there's going to be a depression. The world is on the edge of an abyss. French leaders, German leaders, Dutch leaders, British leaders, U.S. leaders, all saying the same thing, knowing that in the past, one head of state saying something half that strong would cause a depression because it's all built in confidence. Because it's so leveraged. And that was their signal that they were bringing it down. And so the Congress panicked under threat of martial law last Friday. That's a key point. Congressman on the record on this show, not just C-SPAN, saying, yes, we were threatened with martial law and blood in the streets if we didn't do this. And so now they've been given these dictatorial powers, these powers of immunity, for a select cadre of banks to take over what's left of the real economy with all their fiat currency. Because some groups wouldn't sell. Some companies wouldn't sell. Some financial institutions wouldn't sell. Well, now they'll be forced to. Now the regulators are coming with a wall of our money behind them, which will then cause hyperinflation with an implosion in the real economy, hyperstagnation inflation. You could call it super stagflation. You could call it economic Armageddon. And make no mistake, this is a military-style attack. This is run with military precision. They are engineering the implosion of our economy and the world economy, and we told you 10 years ago and 9 years ago and 5 years ago and a year ago and a month ago that when they did this, they would come out in all the major financial publications and say, it's the people's fault, it's minorities' fault. They went and got mortgages they shouldn't have when the media crammed it down their throat, and that's a very small part of all this. That's about blaming on the public and making us think in the fake history that it's our fault and playing into some of racist America. They love it on talk radio and in the newspapers that it was the minorities that did it. Give me a break. Give me a break. And what's left of the middle class loves feeling elitist and, oh, this is all caused by them. Oh, I love Bernanke. I love Bush. I love Palin. I love Barack Obama. And so now we have to educate the public on how this was engineered, like our lives and future depend on it, because they're going to demand more and more money, more and more power. The bailout plan, according to Bloomberg and other publications, is really $5 trillion. And that's just a start. And we need to explain to the public why milk and eggs and cars and fuel and housing and everything else is going to go up. Because for a time, you're going to see housing go down, but in a year or so, it's going to spike right back up with the hyperinflation. There were a few things that were overextended in price because of the bubble and speculation, but after that implodes, and then after the currency is devalued, the price of necessities is going to skyrocket. may take 2 years for real estate or 3 years to rebound, but it will. But it won't matter because people won't have the jobs to have the fiat currency. See, Main Street will be dead, and so no one will be able to even get a hold of the fiat currency. And then comes the federalization. Then comes when the welfare checks aren't big enough to buy the milk and eggs and Kool-Aid and the rest of it. Then the market will basically be a shadow of its former self. You will have food riots. You will have more and more homeless. The number of homeless has more than tripled, according to numbers coming out of different states. Texas, California, Nevada, New York, Michigan, Florida. The states are now going to go bankrupt. Florida, California, Michigan, Texas. All 50 are going to go bankrupt by design. They were put into an economic model by the feds and by the private banks where they couldn't pay for it all, the 3 million cops and the welfare and all the illegal aliens and the corporate welfare. And so that will worsen things. And then you'll have riots. A riot in L.A., a riot in Detroit. You'll have a riot in New York. And the police will go out with sound cannons, microwave guns, backed up by troops. They will rout it. They will show you horrible, you know, criminal types looting electronic stores. And then instantly that will sell. Thank God for the U.S. Army. They had to shoot a bunch of people, but it was needed. And you'll have a black president probably, so it's okay that they'll be mowing down poor whites, poor blacks, and Hispanics. And he'll be telling you it's got to be done, giving the left cover. That Tarpley's right on. Looks like that's how it's shaping up regardless. McCain will do the same thing. If McCain gets in, then and a bunch of blacks get killed and illegal aliens get killed and whites get killed, then you'll see even more riots. That plays into what they want that way. And so the middle class, code word for white America, but there's a lot of blacks and Hispanics and Asians in the middle class, a lot of hard-working, smart people, they will go to the system and beg them for the military, beg them for troops on the streets. You know, people keep thinking on these websites and forums, they're all saying, Alex Jones is right, Alex Jones is right. Get ready for war, lock and load, this is it, combat with the U.S. Army. You're not listening to what I said. The globalists will give you a scenario where you beg for it, and they've already got yuppies and people saying, okay, they're getting ready for martial law, but we need it because, you know, things are going to implode, so the army's getting ready. Yeah, they got ready 20 years ago. They covertly paid off your local politicians 20 years ago. They covertly put CIA in your local cities 30 years ago. They built FEMA camps covertly 25 years ago. So, see, they were geared up and ready for all of this and have been training the military, and they're just now telling the public, oh, don't worry, police train for riot scenarios. BBC police officers from forces across South Wales are receiving training prepared for riots. Police horses, dogs, and helicopter will be used to add realism during a two-day course at Morton in Marshfire College, Gloucestershire. Some officers will take on the role of hostile crowds in real-life scenarios such as demonstrations and disorder. Missiles and petrol bombs will be thrown as part of the training. That also gives the image that the citizens are going to be throwing firebombs at police, which then sells the image that the citizens are bad. See, that gives them preparatory images for the news. Officers attending the training will come from Gloucestershire, Dorset, Wiltshire, Avon, Somerset, Devon, Cornwall, constabularies, and it goes on and on. Now, here's CNN last night. Turn my stack. CNN reports on deployment of 1st Brigade Combat Team in the U.S. The United States Military Northern Command, formed in the wake of September 11th terror attacks, is dedicating a combat infantry team to deal with catastrophes in the U.S., including terror attacks and natural disasters. Now, you read what the Army actually put out 2 weeks ago in a press release. It says for civil unrest, martial law with non-lethal weapons, and they said they hope enough to shoot Americans with real bullets. And in the CNN story, they show Apache helicopters being loaded with missiles, and it says the U.S. Army gets ready for operations in the U.S. A threat to those of us in the know. Oh, here's a helicopter. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I'm going to take some of those, but then I'm going to get into part two of how this will unfold. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Don't want no shackles. Well, we're getting banker shackles right now. Stock market below 10,000 right now.
Don't want no shackles.
I'm going to at least get through these calls that have been holding, and then I'm going to get...
Don't want no shackles on me.
There's so many facets to how they're imploding the economy by design, giving themselves immunity. How they're preparing and selling the public for martial law. The first phase, the second phase, the third phase. I want to go over those, but let's go to your calls. Chuck in Illinois, thanks for holding them. Jesse, Scott, and others, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Well, how are you doing, sir?
Good. I'm on the radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. The first thing I want to say is I'm scared.
Well, I mean, but we should be scared. They put poison in our water and kidnap over 1 million kids You know, government every year. Evil's already been all around us, sir. We've killed 50 million of our own babies.
Yeah. I'm the guy who gets the six-pack of beer and the smokes after work.
Believe me, I've been there, brother.
You know, I need to know, you know, I'm not a rich guy, obviously. I'm here in Rockford. You know, the police taser people and kill them repeatedly. You know, it's accepted. I need to know what I can do to make this better. You know, as far as hunger, if my neighbor's hungry, he can come over and I'll feed him if I got it. You know, I think as a society, we need to come together. You know, if he's a black guy, come on over. I'm a white guy. You know, come on over. I don't care who you are. If you're hungry, you know, I'll feed you. I'll be there for you.
And you do that the first week. What happens when you run out of food?
Then I'm going to go to the neighbor's house and see what if they got any food. You know, I'm just so confused.
They train the police. They know the tasers kill people. They're going from 50,000 volts to 75,000 volts. They brainwash cops. It's all about procedure and their safety and the threat continuum. And they've militarized them against us, and they've trained them that we're the enemy. I want the cops to know you're not getting away with it. Your masters are going to hurt you bad.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, me, you know, I'm 38. It doesn't really matter to me what happens to me. You know, my American dream's out the door. You know, my wife and my three children are what's important to me. And I'll do whatever it takes and take any, you know, ramification, any consequences, and I will protect those four people.
Yeah, well, they have to bankrupt the economy and then let us riot and fight with each other so they can play savior again, emergency reorganize everything, set up the Amero, the North American Union, as a new dollarization, and then they'll bring the economy back a little bit, but lots of people will be arrested, but the yuppies will be for that because they'll be told that everything will be okay. They just go along with the police state. And then they will start carrying out the controlled plague releases that will kill most of the country. And, you know, I know the cops won't listen, but, you know, 10, 15 years from now when you're dying in your house of the Strachonian 12 megavirus or whatever made-up thing they release, just remember, your masters did it, and they loved you. And they
I got a quick question. What can I do now? What can I do now? My kid's 18, 17, and 16. Do I stick them in the military? You know, do I go and buy a gun? You know, do I get a crew together?
You don't own a gun?
No, sir.
Wow.
No, I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to shoot anybody.
Well, but let me ask you a question. Who comes first? How are you going to protect your children from a pack of thugs?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Do I need to go out and get a gun?
See, it's so alien to me because I'm the stock of... I come from, rebel stock, and I know most Americans do. I come from frontier stock, and though I'm a shadow of those men and women who they were, I mean, it's just, you know, I was shooting a .410 when I was 4 years old, and still the children around here in Texas, you know, mainstream children, you know, I know a lobbyist lives down the street from me, and, you know, he takes his son out shooting the shotgun, or we go out and shoot the shotguns together, you know, one day it's baseball, next day it's shotguns. And then I see full-grown adults that were never taught that great birthright of the weapon. Yes, you need to go out and get a revolver first because it's safe. Take some local lessons this week, but don't talk about what it's for. Shooting center of mass at only about 20 feet. You need to be able to shoot somebody at 20 feet. Center of mass in the chest or in the head if need be. Or you can always go for the legs. The key is, I'm not going to get into it. Point is, if you're dealing with mercenary forces, it's very easy just to walk up to somebody and stick the revolver right up underneath their arm. But I'm not going to get in. I'm not going to even start getting into that. Anything else?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not trying to be mean to you, man. Listen. It's not that we pet guns and oil them and then it's an extension of us. It is a free man has weapons. Slaves don't have weapons. It is the one of the highest expressions of liberty. So, yes, you all need firearms. You don't need to act like they're magical and scary. You need to learn how to use them. And if you point them at somebody, you need to pull the trigger.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
There's always a silver lining, and the trials and tribulations coming will only make us stronger. All of this plenty has made us weak. The future of mankind's direction is now being decided. You're only alive one time. Let this life count. This is your chance to join the rebellion against the New World Order, to let the people know who their enemies are, and to reach out to the military and police and let them understand they've been conned like all the rest of us. A little bit of this song play out, then I'm going to go to your calls. Forces of evil are upon us.
Romeo and Juliet are together in eternity. Romeo
and like the man behind the curtain, sleight of hand and deception is their greatest tool. The evil has already come to Africa. to Asia, to Latin America, where the United Nations carries out the extermination of the population, the sterilization. They've already been under the attack for a long time. The New World Order has taken their time to set the trap here in the West and bring down a mighty people. But they've miscalculated, and there's more resistance than they bargained for forming. All right, I'm going to hurry through your calls now because I want to get back into the, what they're going to do in the future now. We've talked about how they engineered it, how they carried it out. Now what are they going to do next? Let's move quickly here. Chuck in Illinois, then Jesse Scott, Jesse and Will. Go ahead. You're on the air, Chuck. We already went to Chuck. Okay, I thought we went to, Jared hung up. Jesse in Wisconsin.
Hey, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad you're having David Icke on the program today. I've got a couple things I just wanted to mention to you. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. The first thing on the list is an advisory to everybody in Madison. If they can make it to the University of Wisconsin, October 9th, Eric Rosengren of the Boston Federal Reserve Bank will be there speaking to students. I'm not really sure about what, but it's probably just him trying to sell his ideas on the eventual takeover of the U.S. economy.
Oh, they're doing that. The bankers are out everywhere selling their lies at every event.
Oh, yeah. I do not doubt it, but what I'd like to do is just get anybody involved. If you're in Chicago, if you're in Minneapolis, just drive down October 9th at 4 o'clock. He'll be at the Ingram Building, what's the room, 10B, 41B.
Well, you know, the New World Order talks about this. They talk about, he works hard for us. He's a good guy when they talk about their different minions.
Oh, yeah.
And then they've admitted they're everywhere selling their takeover to everybody.
They are, yeah. They're selling it. On a personal note, my neighbor's backyard, my parents' backyard neighbor, he's lost his retirement, basically. He has to work until he's 75 years old. That really hits home, you know. And they
told him, if you'll just go for the bailout, your retirement will be okay. And then they dropped the hammer as soon as they had the power.
Oh, yeah. And this has been going on for a long time. No, my Uncle Jack, who's actually my grandfather's brother, he was a head of security at the Treasury Building. And he knew that their whole fiat currency, when they switched over from that in the 30s, was a farce. And what he did his whole life is every time he got a paycheck, he'd put it into commodities like copper and tin and things like that. So he's actually doing very well for himself right now because everything he has is actually backed up by a physical precious metal instead of a bunch of currency digital numbers made out of light that are worth nothing. So I think what I'd recommend for a lot of your listeners, what you've been doing too, is just invest in anything you can get your hands on that's of value, whether it's tools, whether it's machinery that people are going to need to dig people out of fires or whatever.
Most folks don't have money to invest, but yes, folks should get some food, firearms, but not get all paranoid and crazy and start jumping at shadows. Be open, be strong, be leaders. I appreciate your call, Jesse. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to call and say that, man, you're right on everything and how it's all coming down, but I wanted to tell you this. I looked on Steve Squell's site over the weekend, and he's got some more thought on bank holidays. And then another thing he had on there is about Webbot and how they predicted a lot of things. Even though I'm a Christian and I don't believe in all that, but their predictions have been pretty right on. And they say tomorrow is a big day. They said that they've been getting this prediction for a long time. And they said the precursor was September 22nd through the 28th, what would be the event that would take place tomorrow. So I'm kind of curious to see if that's going to come true, but it kind of seems like it's setting it up today.
Well, for those that don't know what Webbot is, it's a private consortium that does what the NSA does. It goes around and sees what the buzz is, and it's picking up people in message rooms and chat rooms and everywhere saying bank run, economy implosion. It isn't much of a prediction to say while the stock market's dropping, you know, thousands of points, to come out and say, guess what? The economy might, you know, go down a whole bunch, or there might be bank runs, or there might be, you know, major economic crises while the president and the elite are out bad-mouthing the economy to drive it down by design so they can consolidate it. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to who's next. Jesse in Seattle, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I was curious. Have you ever heard of a guy named Jim Willey? He's a market analyst.
No.
He's pretty good, and I've been hearing him talk. Maybe you could talk a little about it, too, because I'm not too familiar with a lot of the details. But he was talking a lot about how, I believe, Fannie Mae had about $1.5 trillion in fraud that, you know, pretty much just missing from its books. and also talked about how AIG, before they got the loan from the government, had actually gotten an offer from a couple of German banks, but the offer was blocked by the government. And his whole theory is that there's a lot of fraud and there's a lot of systemic fraud.
Well, that's not a theory. It's a fact that none of the banks, the private big Federal Reserve banks, will show their books to any government. No, they're telling the government they've got it butt backwards. They are demanding the government be handed over to them and governmental power be handed over to them. And so now they're doing this. But, of course, sir, there was upwards of $2 trillion missing in the weeks before 9/11 from the Pentagon trust funds and investments and pensions. That was in the Associated Press and Oregonian. It's over $4 trillion now, according to congressional testimony. And the Pentagon, Rumsfeld and others, back when they testified 2 years ago, actually laughed with General Myers as well, laughed at the Congress people asking about it and said, we're just not going to tell you. That's what it's about. The military and the police don't know it, but they're there to guard the bank robbers taking everything offshore.
That's what it's looking like for sure.
No, that's it. That's what it is, sir.
Yeah,
$4 trillion, and idiots email me and say, the defense budget's only $1 trillion a year. Now it is. It used to be $500 billion or so. What do you mean? How could there be $4 trillion missing when they don't even get that in a year? It was all the investments, counties, cities, water districts. Everybody was told in the last 50 years since they started doing it to invest most of the tax money in private funds. And then they allow the mayors and others to steal part of it to do it. It's total criminal government. Now they took all that real asset offshore. Then they moved derivatives and fake assets in to the portfolios of the cities and counties and water districts and police pension funds, teacher pension funds, retirement. And the cops are going to be defending the system. The military is going to be defending the system. Look, it's just like last year, the Pentagon announced, oh, guess what? We're no longer going to give Korean, Vietnam, World War II vets free health care like we always promised. That's being taken away. 4 years ago, they changed the rules where any private corporation can take its employees' pensions. Again, they set all this up by design. Anything else?
No, that was it. I was hoping you could maybe elaborate on it. But
so angry.
Yeah.
God. And thank you for the call. Oh, man, I'm mad. Will in California, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones, please.
Hello, Will.
Hey, man. Good work, man. First of all, I just wanted to tell you, man, that I'm praying for you and your family all the time.
Oh,
keep you safe. Praying to God. And I was wondering if you heard of the Codex Alimentarius.
Yeah, that's the big international UN takeover of the food and the vitamins and forcing countries to accept genetically modified crops that are deadly and prescriptions for vitamins and total control.
Right. So
they're hitting it. They're going after family farms and ranches with the animal ID and premises ID taking it over. They're going to create over 1 million bureaucrats there, 3 million greeny meany bureaucrats with carbon checkpoints and carbon audits of your homes. The only new jobs are going to be control freak socialist running your life.
Right, so I've never heard you guys speak about it too much on the show. I've been listening to it for a while.
We've had live reports the last two Codex Alimentarius from the United Nations meetings. They just met last month. We had live reports from the area.
Right, so your listeners can watch a Google of a lecture of Dr. Rima LeBeau.
Yes, we had them on. Yes,
video. Okay.
And General Stubblebine, former head of the Army, who has been desperately fighting this and now has said they have all the documents. It is a mass extermination camp program. Again, they had to bankrupt everything to get us on the plantation in the next few years, get control of us, stage more terror attacks, arrest people that don't serve them, shut down the free Internet, and then they can carry out the controlled exterminations, which we're already seeing. 1 in 33 having cancer to 1 in 2 with men, 1 in 3 with women. 1 in 1,000 having diabetes 50 years ago to 1 in 3 now. Just death everywhere, babies dying everywhere. Juvenile onset of cancers, everything. Just the FDA came out and said melamine, which is deadly poison and is killing people by the thousands in China, is in a bunch of our food. They say it's good for you. I mean, just total insanity now being released.
So, and I also just wanted to tell you that there's like flyers going around out here in California. I don't know who started this or whatever, but it's got like a list of documentaries and they're somehow like covertly trying to get people on board with this whole thing, and it's got a list of documentaries, books, and websites for people to go to, and they're just like leaving them on windshields, and at the bottom it says copy and distribute. So there's people out here that got your back, man.
Yeah, I know. People are listening. They know it's red level. If we don't fight with the DVDs and the leaflets and the calls to talk radio, and if we don't get the word out about who did this, they are going to win. And the reason people are finally listening, this show has gone supernova. I mean, it everywhere.
Fantastic, man. It's great.
Well, but the problem is, and I appreciate your call, my friend, Will. The problem is I feel totally sick at my stomach. I have a headache. I'm upset. The stock market has plunged below 10,000 to 9,796. Just to see them doing it. You know, I know intellectually what they're doing. I understand their program, their plan. But to see them getting away with it, to see them carrying it out, to know they're taking the pension funds right now, to know they're looting everything right now, to know that they are taking $5 trillion of our tax dollars, it's not $850 billion, folks, $5 trillion at least, and in just open crime, open private banks that engineered it all, just totally writing checks on the taxpayers' back to do whatever they want. And then the BBC and CNN reporting, yeah, the police and military are gearing up for riots over all this. And then they're going to carry out an economic, I mean, they killed the economy 2 weeks ago with the, there's going to be a depression. Now, we kept saying there's going to be a depression if these bankers don't stop this. They're engineering it. They're doing it by design. Once they get a banking bill through that gives them anonymity, which gives them secrecy, which gives them immunity, they're going to drop the hammer. And Congress gave it to them, and they are dropping the hammer. And they'll probably pump the market back up again or two or three times. But it's going straight down on the yearly graph. Now, I only have about one migraine a year. And they always start in the back of my head, and I'm starting to have one right now. I just got to gut up and not get up. Folks, I know it's real. I know there's the FEMA camps. I know they put poison in the water. I know the New World Order's real. I know they're Satanist. Macy's just came out with a huge line of Hell Club, 666, Bohemian Grove, devil stuff. I mean, they're just throwing it in our face, in everybody's face, Illuminati Night, 666, you know, all of this crap. They are really letting everybody know who they are and what their agenda is. They are pulling out all the stops. I mean, when you find out that your world leaders go to meetings where they bust in thousands of gay prostitutes, when you find out Barney Frank is allowed to run underage male brothels with children in them and that he doesn't get in trouble, when you find out that they're putting melamine in the food and now the FDA comes out and says it's not bad for you, when you find out that it's so much crazier than I can even say that they've hired felons and illegal aliens by the hundreds of thousands for the armed forces. Now understand, we're already under martial law financially. You heard Ron Paul say that last week under Paul Craig Roberts, and that's the basis of martial law. And you're under martial law when the police taser you if you don't answer their questions or you don't jump fast enough when they say jump. That we're under martial law when the private banks run the government and can grab any amount of public money they want. And now they're physically telling you they're getting ready with the military. People are saying, oh, they won't dare use the military against the American people. They're not going to have a march out and go street by street on day one and start grabbing people, political dissidents. They're going to create an economic atmosphere that causes rioting and starving and bank runs and societal breakdown, and then the public is going to beg for it. Then they will stabilize things. They control the banking system. The economy will be bad, but people will be glad cities aren't burning, and then they're going to start the political arrest, and they're going to tell the yuppies, go along with this, and your football games and everything will continue as scheduled. That's what's going on here. So the good news is the public knows the Congress is evil. The public doesn't trust the Congress. The public is aware of the Congress's criminal activities. Congress has a 9% approval rating. The public didn't want the banker takeover bill by 90-plus percent, thousands to one in the phone calls, and so they just did it. The problem is if they let rioting break out, that will scare the public back into supporting whatever the central government does. So we got to start saying, arrest Ben Bernanke, arrest Federal Reserve former chairman Greenspan, arrest Paulson for insider trading and conflict of interest and all these crimes. We've got to say enough is enough, arrest the criminals. And that's got to be the only chant you hear, and then the police and the military and the Congress will hear you, and they will respond. They don't like it either. They're scared. Congress was told martial law would be declared last week, and they didn't do this. That's on record! And don't think you're going to have a march on Washington. They would hit us with a neutron bomb and claim Al-Qaeda did it. It has to be at the state level, the county level. It has to be at the grassroots, and we can do it! We can do it together!
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com, ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Thank God there were a lot of patriots who knew about the New World Order plan, who were in the military mainly, that warned us 20 years ago when they started witnessing the plans to put us in camps, break down the society during an economic collapse. Thank God all these great financial experts, economists, Ron Paul, Dr. Roberts, and others warned us about what was coming. Because now the public has heard us lay out the facts of what would unfold. They laughed at us, but now they know we told the truth. And now they see CNN getting them ready for army troops on the streets. We've got to get the military and police on our side. But we do that by talking straight to them, not kissing their butts. And the Congress is on our side. They've been threatened with martial law. They know. They want to see us stand up and say no. And we're going to make it through this together. I believe this will be the end of the New World Order, no matter the hard times that are coming. The next, this segment and a little bit of the next, we got Ted Anderson with us. And then David Icke joins us from California for the balance of the show, about an hour and 50 minutes. Hour and 52 minutes if you want to be technical, because I want to hold Ted into the next segment. I called Ted this morning. Gold has gone up like 30 bucks an ounce today. I told you last week, while it was sitting still, it was a buying opportunity. I told you that when they did the bailout, that it was going to plunge the markets. They're feeding right now. They're consolidating right now. And they've got your tax money to buy up those real assets now. They need to bring it down so they can fire sale it. It's a fire sale. If you don't understand a fire sale, go watch The Last Die Hard. That's the establishment throwing it in your face. Now, we're dealing with this, and I told Ted, I said, Ted, I keep forgetting to get a few coins. I got some silver last week. What do you got? I've even got, I guess, convert a little bit of payroll into it so I can then convert it back later in case the banks get shut down. And Ted said, look, this morning, he said, all my major dealers are out. He said, thank God. He said, they can't say when they're going to get it in the future. See, 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Mint said, we can't sell gold coins. Only what we've already got left, and they're sold out. We can't get gold. There's such a run on gold worldwide, the globalists are suppressing the price while the supply is run out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Ted has a bunch of gold coins, but different groups of them, because he only has so much of this, so much of that. So there's quite a few coins he's offering today, and then he can't get any more of these for the foreseeable future. That's what he's being told from all his main suppliers in Europe. It's already run out in the U.S. Ted, this is some amazing news you gave me. Tell us about it.
It is. It's incredibly. I can tell you right now, I've never seen the market like this. And I was in the market in 1980 when Jimmy Carter was in office and we had double-digit inflation back then. I can't believe that I can't get physical supply. U.S. Eagles are gone. Maple Leafs. You can wait 13, 14 weeks to get Maple Leafs right now. Bars of silver out of the marketplace. I mean, just about anything you can mention, they're gone. The things that I have right now, believe it or not, I can get francs right now. I've got a supply of those that I can fill orders with, and I would really suggest that people get motivated with those. The Franklin halves, right now I've got a supply of Franklin halves, and they're currently at 870 apiece, and silver and gold have both gone up. I mean, I've got the stuff at the prices that I was offered to the listeners last week when gold was lower, but gold's up 30 bucks today. And that's because I locked in on this stuff.
Let's explain that. They were already getting good deals last week. It's up over 30 bucks today, and it looks like it's only going to go up more as the stock market drops below 10,000 to 9,780 and still dropping. So, ladies and gentlemen, Ted has gold coins at 30 bucks plus below what they were selling for on Friday, and he's still offering it at that price. How long can that deal hold, Ted?
Well, I'm going to hold it today, and we'll watch tomorrow. I think we better talk a little bit more about this on the other side because it's just unbelievable what's happening in the physical
supply. Some stations leave us now, though. I want to give the number out. 1-800-686-2237. Give them a call. Tell them it's the Alex Jones and Anderson special, or you'll pay 30-plus bucks an ounce more. 1-800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, they are going to gut the paper. Move into metals now or you are insane.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.